coming. It's good to see you. Good to gather to praise the Lord. He's mighty good to us. How about that rain? Weren't that good?
Yes.
It's come just right. The Lord is good. Let's praise and worship Him today. Before we begin, let's look at a few announcements you'll see listed this week for the month of May, collecting change for the children's home, supporting their ministry. And the 24th this week on Wednesday will be the annual convention. Pray for our convention, our churches. Pray that our churches be strengthened, Christ will be glorified. And the 25th on Thursday at 10 o'clock Bible study. Choir practice will be May 31st on Wednesday at 6:30. Graduate Sunday on the 4th. Miss Caroline, did you want to make an announcement on that?
Yes, our meat will be provided. And we're asking you to bring a side dish. Bring some kind of vegetable salad or dessert. We need desserts as well. So remember, the meat is going to be provided, and please come and attend.
June the 9th, Friday, 6 p.m., Relay for Life Survivor Dinner at Ag Extension Office. See Joe Ellen to sign up. Bible School, 11th through the 14th of June. You can volunteer and help. See Melissa Boone. June the 16th, 6 to 10, Relay for Life out at South Lenore High School. It's on a Friday evening, the 16th. Deep Run Parade's coming up. June 24th, Saturday evening, 6 p.m. Fireworks at 9 o'clock. Does anybody else have any announcements? All right, let's prepare for worship.
Please take your bulletins and stand as we read together the responsive reading. Praise be to God,
who rescues us from the power of darkness, who redeems us and sets us free.
Praise be to Jesus Christ, the firstborn of all creation.
Through whom all things were made, in heaven and on earth.
Praise be to the Spirit of God,
whose presence sustains us, and whose breath renews all creation.
Behold, I am making all things new.
Come, O God, and make your home among us. Pour out your Spirit, and renew the face of the earth.
Father God, I honor and praise your name this morning. I just ask your blessing upon all that we do as we give our hearts to you in praise and worship. Confess our faults and failures and seek to live in the strength, the anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If you will turn in your hymnals to 82, we're going to sing all three verses of Praise the Lord, Ye Heavens, Adore Him.
Praise Him, angels in the height, sun and moon.
As our scriptures this morning. Our Old Testament reading is from Psalm 68, verses 4 through 10. Psalm 68, 4 through 10. Sing to God, sing in praise of his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice before him. His name is the Lord. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. When you, God, went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth shook. The heavens poured down rain. Before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. You gave abundant showers, O God. You refreshed your weary inheritance. Your people settled in it. And from your bounty, God, you provided for the poor. The first New Testament scripture is from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 14. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice inasmuch as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. And the second New Testament scripture is 1 Peter chapter 5. Verses 6 through 11. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he might lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Pray this morning. Are there any needs we need to remember? Any names?
Bob Ivy Smith, who passed away this week.
Bob Ivy.
Smith, okay.
All right. Bob Ivy Smith family. Any others?
Donnie Bland family. He passed away this morning.
Donnie Bland?
Uh-huh. And remember Dan this week in surgery.
Okay. Dan Kennedy surgery this week.
Marcy Howe.
Marcy Howe, okay.
Our country.
Country. Yes.
On a happy note, prayer answer a new baby boy.
All right. Certainly offer thanks. Any others?
If you could pray for my friends, Zach and Joe, as I'm continuing to share the gospel with them. If you pray for them.
All right, Zach and Joe. Okay, we'll do that. Any others? All right, let's take action as we pray. Father God, I praise and worship you, and I just thank you for your presence here today. I thank you for your presence every day of our lives. The Word tells us that you're all around us, and you surround us with your grace and your love, and we thank you for that. Remember, these names have been called this morning, many needs, and we pray your blessing on them. Dan's going to have surgery, and the other names have called those who are sick. We pray for Zach and Joe, Lord. We pray you prepare their heart and their mind, open them to receive the gospel, and just put an anointing upon them. And We just thank you for all you do for us. You bless us every day we live in abundance, and it is evident as we look around. We also pray for our nation. We face many serious challenges and issues, and we pray for our leadership, Father. Open their hearts and minds to your wisdom and truth and understanding, that we can be led and move together in the right direction. We pray for the war-torn nations, and we pray for the leadership of our world, that these wars can be stopped, lives saved, and we certainly remember all of those who have served, lost their lives, and certainly the countless number of people in these war-torn countries. We remember their loss. We pray for the church, Father, throughout the world. We know that the church is actively moving and growing. Your kingdom is expanding. Great things are happening. And Father, we just thank you for that. We pray for our brothers and sisters in the faith. We just pray to protect them, give them strength, anointing, and just move among them in a mighty way as we all seek to magnify Christ in our daily lives. It's good to be able to be here this morning and to worship and praise you. And we just ask that you would forgive us of our faults, the things that we have failed to do, our sins, Lord, and just renew our heart, our spirit, as we worship, and give us strength to be a proper representation of who you are in our daily life. We thank you. Just bless all that we do as we sing and pray and worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's turn to 611 in our hymnal. Stand and sing verses 1, 2, and 4 of He Hideth My Soul.
He hideth my soul. blessing upon the giver. We ask for great stewardship upon the receiver. Mm-hmm. We ask that you continue to be with us as we worship and be with Joe as he brings us your message. In your name I pray.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. We'll begin this morning in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, reading from verse 3. It says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." The thought today is the power of peace. That's a pretty good set of words there, isn't it? Perfect peace. It's no secret that living in today's ever-changing, fast-paced world can be stressful. Anybody ever had any of that? Yeah. In fact, one Lifeway research study from 2022 suggests that stress was the top mental challenge for people today. I mean, stress, that's over discouragement, over distractions, and several other challengers. Now, various external factors negatively affect stress levels, but stress was cited as the number one mental challenge for people today. I was reading a report from the American Psychological Association. It's called Stress in America 2022. And it says the majority of adults say health care, 66%, mass shooting, 62%, and climate change, global warming is a significant source for stress to most Americans today. Over half say the rise in suicide, immigration, and widespread sexual harassment and opioid heroin epidemic, mass shootings, are also a great source of stress for over half of Americans. Listen to this, it said nearly 2 in 3, 65% of Americans cite the uncertainty in our nation as causing them a substantial amount of stress. And over 60% say the issues that America's facing currently overwhelm them with stress. The finding speaks of the hardships that many Americans may be confronting at the moment. Issues they are stressed about are not going away, but they're piling up. You know, the circumstances we face on a daily basis can be stressful. And you'll find no shortage of ideas in the marketplace to help you deal with stress. But the Bible gives us a different way. Jesus said in John 14:27, I'm reading from the New Living Translation, said, I'm leaving you with a gift. We all like gifts, don't we? Jesus said, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or be afraid. Maybe that is really the answer to our stress problem. Amen? No matter what you're facing today, God wants to give you peace. He wants you to have that perfect peace of mind and heart. So how does he do it? I think in a number of ways, according to his word. I think the Bible gives us at least 5 ways to find this peace that Jesus offers as a gift. The first being, accept that you're forgiven. In Romans 5:1, it says, therefore, since we've been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's so many people who strive for one thing more than the other. It's peace. And the reason they're seeking it is because there's no lasting comfort or freedom in their lives. It's like they're always unsettled. Have you ever seen people that they're just always unsettled? There's no peace. It's like almost like they exist just to not be happy. And if they're happy, boy, they're really unhappy. Oh, me. The Bible defines peace in primarily 3 ways. There's that psychological peace. That's the comfort that we have within us. There's the relational peace. That's when we have harmony among our families and church family, neighborhood and world. And then there's spiritual peace, which is peace between God and his creation. The Bible outlines how sin damages or wipes out all 3 types of these peace that we just mentioned. When God created man, he was at peace with God, himself, and everyone else. Perfect peace. However, that peace was lost when man turned against God. And the good news is peace can be restored, but we can't do it alone. And God has provided the way. Peace is found when we are restored to a right relationship with God, our Creator, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. There is no other way. Now, on the outside, we may believe that our stress comes from something related to maybe our job. Anybody have any stressful situations on the job down there? Or maybe even our family. I know y'all, you don't stress your family out. They might stress you out, but maybe we get stressed about an upcoming decision, a big decision we've got to make. Maybe about money. Maybe money's tied. I don't know. Nothing can be more stressful, I don't believe, than turning on the TV and listening to the news media. Oh, me. But our deepest stress comes when we try to live out of harmony with God. When we're out of tune with God, we won't have peace in our lives. And we've all made mistakes. And Christians are not immune from that truth. And those mistakes make us feel guilty and is a source of stress in our relationship with God. But hallelujah, the Bible says we've been justified through faith. You know, you may believe that doctrinally, but maybe you struggle in experiencing that truth. Micah 7:18 reminds us, who is a God like you, who pardons sin and forgives transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. Church, God delights in showing mercy to us. Now, you know, I know a lot of people, maybe they don't believe that, you know. I guess it comes out of our sinful condition when somebody wrongs us and we really have delight in their suffering. You know, but God delights in showing us mercy because he knows we make mistakes. And he knows when we're out of a right relationship with him, we'll never, ever live a stress-free life. We'll never find that peace that only he offers. God delights in showing mercy. So live in him. Live in that mercy and accept the perfect peace that only God can give. We must accept that God has forgiven us if we're going to find peace. Second is recognize God's with you. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You, Lord, give true peace to those who depend on you because they trust you." Stressful situations can make us feel like we're all alone. And I guess probably the hardest thing about stress is when we feel like we're alone, we feel like we're the only one to ever have that problem. And it's such a great problem. No one has ever experienced the amount of stress that we're experiencing. Stress can be awful lonely. But the good news is you don't have to face everything on your own. The Bible tells us that God is with us. And understand this, your focus determines your peace. And that's why it's so important when we feel stress and we feel a lack of peace, our first response to this crisis is, "Lord, it's bad, but I know that you're here with me. And I know that because you're here with me that everything is going to be all right." David wrote in Psalm 46:1, he said, "God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in a time of trouble." He'd be a good volunteer to have on your team, wouldn't he? God, if he's always ready to help. In verse 10, he said, "Be still and know that I'm God." And these verses were written when 180,000 troops had surrounded the city of Jerusalem. And the Israelites were under extreme pressure. And David wrote this. And what did God say to those Israelites? He said the same thing that he says to us when we stress today. Relax. I'm in control. Child, I got this. God is closer than the air you breathe. Beloved, we must recognize his presence. Recognize that God is with us at all times. That is a great source of peace. The third thing is obey God's principles. Psalm 119:165 says, "Those who love your teachings will find true peace. And nothing will defeat them." It's not generic peace. This is the real stuff. This is true peace that God offers. And you already know this. The Bible isn't just a book of history. It's the owner's manual for our life. It's as valuable as the owner's manual to your car. If you ignore the owner's manual for your car, what happens? You pay the price, don't you? The same is true when we disregard the Bible's instructions. It'll add stress to our lives. God has created us to abide by certain principles, and he's outlined them in his book. Stress comes when we ignore those principles. It's not enough to just teach others to obey the Bible. We must live by the Bible too. Amen?
Amen.
David learned this the hard way. His sin committed with Bathsheba caused intense pain and suffering and stress, not just in his life, but in his entire family and even the nation of Israel. All this could have been avoided had he been obedient to God's word. You can hear the pain and the stress as he cries out to God in Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. Man, did he have a weight of sin. And if you're weighted down by stress right now, maybe you need to ask God, is there's an area of your life where you're not obeying him. And like David, confess those unconfessed sins you may be harboring. Confess them to God, because peace comes when we're obedient to God's word. The fourth thing is trust God's plan. I know you know all this by heart, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do and he will show you which path to take. Often life makes little sense at all. Sometimes I just scratch my head and I say, what's going on, you know? But when we don't understand what's happening, we need to hang on to God's truth that he does understand. God has a plan. And God's going to fulfill his plan whether anybody helps him or not, because he's God. And in Psalm 3, 5, and 6 here, we find four verbs. The first three are actions God wants us to take. He says, trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. You know what all means, don't you?
All.
It means all. Trust. That's a verb. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. The second is, don't depend on your own understanding. The Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to destruction. So trust in the Lord, don't depend on your own understanding, and seek God's will in all you do. And I believe when we do these three actions, God promises to take the fourth action, where it says he will direct our paths. And I tell you, it's bad to get lost, isn't it? And I love the way Google Maps operates. I can remember back when I didn't have Google Maps, and I stayed lost a lot when I went out of town or something. But Google Maps will put you right on it, huh? It'll even show you where the traffic's backed up, huh? It'll even reroute you. I like that. It'll reroute you and all that kind of stuff. And God does the same thing. God, if we'll trust God with all our heart and not just depend on what we think, trust God and seek his will, God will route us in the direction that's best. Man, and that leads to peace. That leads to peace. Trusting God's plan. And the fifth thing is ask for God's provision. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank him for his answers. Philippians 4, 6 from the Today's Living Bible. I like that. Don't worry about anything. So if I start to worry, what do I need to do? Pray about everything. Okay? And tell God. And don't forget to thank him for his answer. He's going to answer. He's going to answer. Are you one of those people that love to worry? Have any worriers in here? You know, have you ever had somebody that was worried about something tell you about it, and you say, well, don't worry, but yet you're a worrier? You know, we may counsel others to stop worrying, trust the Lord, but you know, sometimes it can be hard to take our own advice. Can I get amen on that?
Amen.
And you know, worry, listen, really worry is the opposite of a mind of peace, or peace of mind, however you want to say it. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 is God's answer to worry. God commands us not to worry. And he gives us an alternative when we worry. He says, pray. Pray. You can either pray or panic. Huh? You can pray or panic. It's your choice. It's a choice we must all make. And listen, anybody been stuck in the mud before? And your wheels spin, you don't go anywhere? Well, that's worry. It ain't going to do nothing about it. It's not going to get you anywhere. Maybe an earlier grave, but worrying solves nothing. But according to God, prayer does. Prayer does. God can solve anything that's stressing you. And the most important conversation you can have about your worries is with God Almighty. Now, many Christians assume that stress is just part of the calling. But God wants us to all live in peace. And I heard this saying years ago. It was a really trying time, and the news media was interviewing this guy. And this is what he said when they interviewed him. He said, well, I ain't stressed, he said, because I'm too blessed to be stressed, because I'm blessed by the best. And I say amen to that. I like this definition of peace. It's a sense of order that comes from ordering my life according to God's will. You must believe this. No matter what's going on in your own little world, you can live in God's peace. Don't let your hearts be troubled, said Jesus. Trust in God and trust also in me. And in conclusion, Henry Drummond tells the story of two artists who were commissioned to paint a picture depicting perfect peace. How would you paint that picture? Well, the first artist, he painted this great landscape with a mountain lake. He had this calm, quiet scene with a cabin overlooking it. Man, that looked peaceful. The second artist painted a violent waterfall crashing down on jagged rocks. But next to it was a slender birch tree with a single fragile branch stretched out over the water. And in the fork of the branch was a bird's nest. Lying in the nest, untroubled, even glistening from the spray from the waterfall, was a small bird, fast asleep. This is peace. It's not the absence of the crashing waves of life. It's the security of the nest in the midst of turbulence. I think Isaiah had experienced this in a very troubling, turbulent, stressful time in his life. And that's why he said, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Our challenge today is to look not for the crashing waves, but to find our nest of peace in God's presence. So relax. Trust that God has your future in his hands. This leads to the presence of the power of God's perfect peace. Father, we thank you today for your word, and we're thankful for the truth that is contained in it. More than that, we're thankful that in your presence we can find peace. Calm our troubled souls and spirits, because it's when we're living with peace in our hearts and our lives that we can impress those who do not know you of what you really look like and who you really are. And our world needs that today. It needs to see a true reflection of Christ Jesus our Lord in our hearts and lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's all turn to 345, stand and sing the first two verses of What a Wonderful Savior.
Again, thank you for being here today, bringing this spirit of worship. Carry it with you and just pour it on somebody this week. And trust in the Lord and his blessing of peace. And may you have that in full abundance. Anybody have anything to say before we leave? Almighty God, for your grace and mercy, we thank you. We reaffirm our faith as we pray together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
Amen.